Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, Alan.
Great to talk to you, John. The big question on everyone's lips is, when are the mortgage interest rates coming down? You're the man that keeps your eye on the ball in these situations. What can you tell us,
please? It's slow, but it's sure. I mean, the inflation, that was the reason why the rates went up in the first place. Inflation was shooting up. And at one stage, they thought it was out of control, but they well controlled it. It's now gone down, in fact, all over the world. And I would think that by summer, we'll have a 0.25% decrease. Now, that's a 4.25. It'll eventually wind up. That's 0.25% down. They're saying in 2025, Alan, it'll be down to 2.5%. And that's a tall order for me, because that's a big, like 1.75 of decrease. And then the following year, 2026, they're even saying it's going to be further down to about 1.75. So it's good news for people who are on standard variable rate mortgages, unless they bring out new fixed rates that are equating to those kind of rates. I would be sticking with standard variable rates, and in particular, if you're going to buy for the first time, I'd nearly be tempted to go for the standard variable rates now at the moment, because you can get some really decent rates. If you were borrowing, for instance, under 50%, you can get a 3.75% rate. 50 to 80%, it would be 3.95%. Now, that's with AIB EPS. And compare that to even the 60, 80% with kind of Bank of Ireland, it's 4.4. So there's a huge difference when you shop around.
Right, and you're always encouraging people to shop around. Just if I give, say, a ballpark figure, someone's paying €1,300 per month for their mortgage. So when they get their June mortgage payment, what are they likely to see a benefit of?
Well, a 0.25% is going to be very little, especially if that €1,300, that's what equates to about €15,600. And if you're if that's kind of at a 4.5% rate, that would equate to 0.25% on that. You're talking about €100 on that on 1,300. So it's better, as my mother would say, Alan, than a slap in the face. Yeah. So any decrease is fine. It's where people are now worried, should they fix? This is not a time to fix, because right, if rates are coming down, I mean, those on tracker rates in particular, and this is certainly a warning to those people on tracker rates, you're paying 5%+. Mm. It's not going down. And when these rates do come down, yes, it will go down by 0.25%, but you're still going to be up at 4.75%. Yeah. So I would start certainly going to your own lender and find out what they can offer by way of standard variable rates.
Okay. And what are the trends going forward then, and the reasons behind the fact they're coming down? Because we've told that fuel prices have gone up again. So why are mortgage prices or interest rates going to come down?
Well, while fuel prices are going up, that's a kind of nearly a one-off situation. The rest of it is starting to come down. It's back down to inflation, the total percentage. And inflation is now controllable. It's certainly at 2% or just above 2%. Do you remember it was 4 or 5%, and that's why they decided to increase rates. So this is the only tool, the interest rate is the only tool that the ECB has to use when inflation strikes.
And you talk about shopping around. Are lenders being a bit more flahoolock at the moment, John? How hard is it for someone to get on the property ladder and to get a mortgage?
Yeah, well, I mean, at the moment, the property market is a little bit stagnant because, number one, you haven't got the properties. It's a scarcity of properties, as you know. And that's why the new Taoiseach has kind of come out and said, we're going to build 250,000 new homes. I can't wait to see it, to be honest. That's the first thing. The second thing then, because of the scarcity, there's a demand, and that demand then is leading to dumping, and people who, you know, they've accepted a bid on a house for, you know, 300,000, and suddenly somebody comes in and says, we'll offer you 330,000. And what are you going to do? Are you going to accept the 330? Are you going to accept the 300 that you've agreed to? You'll run egg on this, and you'll cancel the 300 and take 330 every day of the week. So, as I say, it's a difficult time. It's really a seller's market at the moment. And that's why it's kind of difficult, frustrating for a lot, especially first-time buyers. And you know what else is frustrating? You know, I'm here in Stillorgan, as you know, and beside us, there used to be a thing called the Stillorgan Bowl. Really very good, family-orientated, fun place. Well, they sold it to developers. There's now a block of 700 apartments in that complex. And those 700 apartments are not something that, you know, like the Taoiseach, the new Taoiseach was alluding to, that they can buy. They're all for rent, all of them. Yeah. And there's another block going across the road, which is opposite the orchard. That's another 600 plus apartments, all for rent.
Right.
So it's very frustrating for buyers at the moment. You know, they can't buy the properties that they want to buy.
Okay, look, as always, great to talk to you, John. The big advice is shop around. I think you made that crystal clear this morning.
Absolutely, shop around, and especially if you're on the tracker, go to your bank and see what standard variable rates they have to offer.
Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast.